The first thing we have to understand is that the United States of America, they were conceived and nurtured by and through violence. Americans only engaged in violence, they're entertained by it. Killings take place in America at an average of 87 times a day. Thereby, it is safer going to war in Afghanistan than it is to live in Chicago. You know, the Romans went to the Colosseums to watch people being killed. That was their entertainment. In major cities in these states, just look out the window. Baseball, once America's national game, a benign sport, has been replaced by football. And of that I can say, football, a game which is so violent it destroys the brains of those who play it. Football, a game so violent, protective gear is created for it. Countries play rugby around the world. Very little padding, no helmets. But here in these here American states, we have to be more violent. And we have to add more protection. Violent films, euphemized as action flicks, they dominate the motion picture theaters, television sets. You can't turn on a movie today without seeing extreme violence. It's entertaining. And think about the video games that our children play. World of Warcraft. Et al. You really think that gun control will miraculously make America into a tranquil nation? Do you really believe that outlawing products and practices will make Americans peace-loving? You cannot change a culture through the laws. Change requires a sustained effort over several generations. Do you think Americans are up to that task? Ponder this. Carrie Amelia Moore Nation was born on November 25th, 1846. She became a radical member of the temperance movement, which opposed the consumption of alcohol. She described herself as, quote, a bulldog running along at the feet of Jesus, barking at what he doesn't like, unquote, and claimed a divine ordination to promote temperance by destroying bars. She began her temperance work in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, by starting a local branch of the Women's Christian Temperance Union and campaigning for the enforcement of Kansas's ban on the sales of liquor. She became infamous by vandalizing taverns, often accompanied by hymn-singing women and musicians. She would march into a bar and sing and pray while smashing bar fixtures and stock with a hatchet. Between 1900 and 1910, she was arrested roughly 30 times for hatcheting, as she called them. She died on June 9, 1911, and was buried in an unmarked grave in Belton, Missouri. The Women's Christian Temperance Union later erected a stone inscribed, quote, faithful to the cause of prohibition, she hath done what she could, unquote.